K4DJW. K4CHY, you're out there.
K4CHY, W4DJW.
Hey, sir. Wasn't sure you was going to come back. Hadn't heard you in a while, and other than like on the net, and wanted to ask you a first question.
Took me a while because I was finishing a bite of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and it takes a little while.
I'm surprised you got here that quick, Ben. Wife just finished the same, and I just finished the frummy and cheese sandwich myself, but I guess we're a few minutes ahead of you. On transmission, I've got this Anytone, and so you have a choice of wide or narrowband width. Wide being, of course, 25, and narrow being 12 and a half. What is proper to use on this paper, so?
I think I use narrow. I don't know that it'll make that much of a difference, but I think narrow will do. I have to go look it up to be sure. I haven't ever changed it, and I think the default is narrow.
Kind of thinking along that line on, being packet, period. Being kind of a neutral mode, that it would be narrow, but I wasn't for sure. I've got transmit set to narrow, but it seemed like I got more receive on it with it set to wide on receive.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think through whether that would make any difference or not. I don't think it would, because it's not like PSK transmissions where you can get 30 of them in one 300 or 3K slice of the band. It doesn't work like that. It's one transmits at a time, and they wait till one finishes before nobody starts transmitting while somebody else is transmitting.
Gotcha. So I'm familiar with FT8. Kind of how it works, and I get what you're saying there on a time cycle, and like APERS, and I guess APERS is using the total bandwidth of whatever's available to it, I guess it's outputting a signal, of course I'm sitting inside the house too doing this, so that might not be the best test there is either.
It'll probably work either way, right? I don't think it requires the full 3K. I'm pretty sure it doesn't. I think it's only at one end of that 3K. It's only at one side. It's offset to one side. But I don't think you use the whole thing. So if that's the case, you could use either one. It wouldn't make any difference. And it's not like you're going to be blocking somebody else's transmission because there's only one transmits at a time. So I don't think it's relevant. I don't think it'll change. If you can't get it working, you might try changing it and see if that has an effect. Like if you can transmit and it shows up on APERS FI but you can't receive anything, then you might change it, but I doubt that'll have any effect.
I'll do the minimalistic thing and put it on narrow. I was just curious. All the videos and documentations I've read doesn't specify either way. BridgeCom does a good job on the videos and stuff, and they showed the screen where you set it at, and it was, he had it set to narrow, but he never even said anything about the bandwidth. Over.
Well, I just leave it on narrow then. I've never changed it, and on any of my solutions, and I've got like Boyonix APERS trackers. I've got the little handheld things. I've had Kenwood handheld radios transmitting APERS packets, Yaesu handhelds, Kenwood mobile rigs, old and new, digital and non-digital. And I've never said it, so I think you can go with narrow and you'll pretty much be okay.
I did see one reference of a APERS transceiver that said specifically that it was narrowband. And, I figured if anybody would know, you probably would. So anyway, just a curiosity. It seems to work either way. like I said, the testing here, I can't do transmit on one and receive on the other, but just sitting here looking at it, it looked like I was getting more hits on wide, but I'd rather not run it at that. Like you said, if it's not necessary, I certainly wouldn't run it at that. Anyway, I appreciate the info. I'll let you get back to your sandwich if you ain't finished it yet. W4DJWKM4CA5XU.
All right, well, I finished the sandwich. I'm on the banana now. Taking a break to eat lunch. You got to do that every now and then. Kind of late. I was looking at my APRS map, and I listen with a 200-mile radius. That's a 400-mile diameter. And so Atlanta and Charlotte and Columbia and somewhere up there in Tennessee all show up on my map. And, you know, we've got the highest density of, in our area, we've got the highest density of hams running APRS out of any of those big cities. I think that's Chattanooga. Chattanooga, Winston-Salem, Charlotte, Atlanta, Columbia. Nobody even compares. We've probably got 10 to 1 with all those other, and those are big cities too, Charlotte and Atlanta. So we're doing a good job. Anyway, I'm going to go back to finishing up my lunch. Good talking to you. KM4CHY, W4DJW.
I noticed that on my way down to Savannah. I was running analog on the Anytone because I can. Don't know, but I got the first hit all the way down there. You know, you can't get there from here, so I take back roads through kind of eastern Georgia on the way down there. And don't believe I got the first hit. So I about determined that if I'm going to do APRS while I'm mobiling, I'm gonna have to use the digital through the hotspot to get reliable placement on the map. Anyway, have a good afternoon. I'm about 15 minutes from going back to work myself, so good talking to you. And like I said, thanks for the info, and we'll catch you later. W4DJWK and 4CHY. I'll be clear listening.